Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Clever Girl Finance, The Side Hustle Guide. Build a successful side hustle and increase your income by Bola Sukhumbai is a personal finance and entrepreneurship guide focused on helping women create additional income through practical side businesses. The book sits at the intersection of financial education and small business strategy, rather than treating side hustles as casual extra work. Its purpose is to show readers how to move from an idea to a structured, sustainable income stream by addressing mindset, planning, branding, and money management together. Sukhumbai frames side hustles as tools for building financial security, flexibility, and long-term wealth, especially for women who may be balancing jobs, family, or other responsibilities. The result is a guide that is less about quick wins and more about building a realistic foundation for profitable, manageable work outside a primary job. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building confidence before building the business. A central idea in the book is that a side hustle should be treated as a deliberate financial strategy rather than a vague attempt to earn a little extra money. Sukhumbai links side hustles to broader goals such as income growth, flexibility, and financial resilience. This matters because it changes the reader's approach instead of chasing any opportunity. The book encourages choosing work that can support long-term stability and not just short-term cash flow. The emphasis on wealth building also places the side hustle in relation to budgeting, saving, and future planning. That makes the book more substantive than many entrepreneurship guides aimed at beginners. It is not asking readers to simply be busier. It is asking them to use limited time strategically. By presenting side hustles as one part of a larger financial life, the book gives the reader a clearer reason to invest effort, energy, and discipline in building something that can genuinely improve their economic position. Secondly, turning an idea into a real business plan. The book gives significant attention to mindset, but not in an abstract motivational sense. Its focus is on practical confidence, overcoming fear, reducing hesitation, and becoming willing to take the first structured steps. This is important because many people never move past the idea stage, especially when they feel underqualified or unfamiliar with business basics. Sukhumbai treats that uncertainty as a normal obstacle, not a sign that the reader should stop. The book's approach suggests that business creation begins with preparation, self-belief, and the willingness to learn while acting. That perspective is useful because it lowers the barrier to entry for beginners without pretending the process is effortless. It also helps explain why the guide is accessible to readers with no formal business background. But, rather than assuming expertise, it starts with the psychological conditions needed to make good decisions. In doing so, it makes the business process feel manageable and grounded in action instead of intimidation. Thirdly, brand identity and marketing as growth tools. Another major strength of the book is its step-by-step attention to business structure. Sukhumbai moves readers from brainstorming to research, then to vision, mission, and planning, which helps transform a loose idea into something operational. This is one of the book's most practical contributions because many side hustles fail not from lack of interest, but from lack of clarity. A reader who defines the target customer, studies the competition, and identifies the offer can make better decisions about whether the idea is viable. The book also shows that planning is not reserved for experienced entrepreneurs. Instead, planning is presented as a tool for beginners to reduce confusion and make their efforts more coherent. This approach is especially valuable for people launching a business alongside a full-time job, because limited time makes clarity essential. By stressing structure before growth, the book reduces the odds of scattered effort and helps readers build a business that is easier to test, refine, and sustain. Fourthly, money management, pricing, and profitability. The book treats branding and marketing as necessary extensions of the business idea, not as optional extras. Sukhumbai explains the importance of defining a look, feel, and story for the brand, which helps a side hustle become recognizable and memorable. This matters because small businesses often compete on trust and clarity more than scale. A strong brand can make a new venture feel more credible, even when it is still small. The marketing guidance also reflects a practical understanding of how side hustles grow today, especially through online visibility and content. Rather than focusing on expensive or complex promotion, the book emphasizes building presence and communicating value clearly. That makes it more realistic for readers who are starting with limited resources. The deeper point is that marketing is not just about selling more. It is about helping the right customers understand what the business offers and why it matters. In that sense, branding and marketing become tools for turning effort into consistent demand. Lastly, real women, real examples, and accessible guidance. A strong practical thread in the book is financial management, especially for people who may not have experience running a business budget. So can be addresses startup costs, operating expenses, break-even thinking, and pricing, which are all essential for turning a side hustle into a viable enterprise. This section is important because many new entrepreneurs underprice their work or fail to account for real costs, which can make a busy business unprofitable. The book's treatment of money is grounded in realism. Earning income is not the same as keeping it, and growth requires knowing whether the business is actually making progress. By focusing on pricing and financial planning, the book helps readers avoid common mistakes that can drain time and energy. It also reinforces the larger goal of wealth creation, since a side hustle only improves financial security if it contributes more than it consumes. This practical emphasis gives the book its strongest operational value and keeps it anchored in real business fundamentals. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to start a side hustle with structure rather than guesswork, especially women looking for a realistic path to extra income and greater financial independence. It will be most useful to beginners, busy professionals, and anyone who has a business idea but needs help turning it into an organized plan. The main benefit is that it combines entrepreneurship basics with personal finance discipline, so readers are not only told how to begin, but also how to think about viability, pricing, branding, and long-term money goals. That combination makes it more practical than many inspirational business books and more accessible than highly technical startup manuals. What distinguishes it in its category is its clear focus on women's financial empowerment and its refusal to treat side hustles as chaotic hustle culture. Instead, it emphasizes planning, sustainability, and informed decision-making. Readers who want a grounded, beginner-friendly guide to building an income-producing business from limited time and resources will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Bullis Sokhunbai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.